USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Now that the election is over, Congress can get back to work, and there is a sense of urgency to get another stimulus package done by the end of the year. As far as what sort of package we will see, Republican Congressman Andy Biggs of Arizona believes
you might get something out. I would suspect it's going to be narrower than Speaker Pelosi wants, which is still about $2.5 trillion. I think it's going to probably be closer to several hundred billion dollars that would go to PPP and EIDL loans. I think that's probably where you're going to end up.
President Trump announced Monday that he fired Defense Secretary Mark Esper, ousting one of his top cabinet officials. In a pair of tweets, the president saying that Esper has been terminated and he would be replaced by National Counterterrorism Center Director Christopher Miller, who will lead the Pentagon in an acting capacity. USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.